for affecting obesity and obesity-related disease. And so you can imagine beginning to intervene on sleep or intervene on stress, intervene on through weight loss, and see how that plays out in this clearly complex and interrelated cycle. And to that point, there have been very few studies that have begun to look at this, but this was one that I wanted to highlight. So this is from Elder and colleagues at Kaiser Permanente up in Oregon. And they looked at 352 people that were part of a non-randomized behavioral intervention of weight loss that included group sessions and the DASH diet and exercise, and looked at whether perceived stress and habitual sleep duration were predictors of weight loss in this particular sample. What they found was pretty intriguing, and this is kind of a complicated graph, but basically poor sleep, shorter sleep, and this in this case on the y-axis is probability of success, and they define success as 10 pounds of weight loss, varied as a function of sleep duration, but particularly when you looked at how high their stress level was, so at the same time, so the combination. So you can see here that this is the stress level, and the higher is worse, and this is the probability